Hi everybody, my name is Jill. I am 53 years old and live in Central Illinois. I've been in the tribe for about 13 months now.
Hi ladies, I'm Judy. I live in Central California, about halfway between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe, in the beautiful Sierras. You can see those trees back there. And I have been in the tribe for about a year and a half, which is crazy to me. It feels like it's been forever, and yet it feels like just yesterday. I love this tribe. I love our coaches. I can't even imagine what it would be like without them. I'm a lifer.
Hi, ladies. My name is Lindsay Graham. I live in Noblesville, Indiana, just north of Indianapolis. I joined the tribe back in October of 2017 and have lost about 120 pounds since then. I am also a full-time working mom of three. They are 5, 6, and 8 and keep me on my toes. But coordinating this weight loss has required lots of big action. I'm excited to share it all with you tonight.
Hey, ladies. So this month we're going to talk about big ass action, right? So I have lost 70 pounds, and my three best tips for just taking big ass action while you're losing weight is one of my favorite quotes that I used when I was losing weight, and when I, you know, as I continue to maintain my weight, right? I doubt it, but I do it. We always talk about trusting the process. If we're so busy doubting the process, then we don't make any traction, right? We don't get any traction in our weight loss because we're constantly questioning what we're doing and whether it's right or wrong and whether it's really going to get us the result that we want. So I doubt it in terms of, like, I allow those thoughts to come, but then I do the action anyway. And when you keep doing the action, when you keep taking big ass action, then the doubt kind of seems to fade away, right? Because you're doing the action, so you're proving that, you know, you don't need to doubt this, that it's working and that you're feeling good and you're losing weight and all that kind of stuff. So I doubt it, but I do it. The second thing that is just really a non-negotiable is that I plan my food every day. Y'all, you cannot resist this. You can't resist writing it down. I know a lot of you all want to have just your plan, your kind of loose plan in your head, but your brain gets real creative about how to adjust that plan throughout the day. That's all it has to do is just think about how we might switch up our plan. So when it's written down in black and white on paper, it just makes a huge difference. So I write down my plan every day. I put it in print. You can do that electronically, or you can do that in written form. But even electronically, you can go back and delete, right? And I actually saw somebody in the tribe talking about that the other day. You gotta write it down where in pen so that it is a commitment to yourself. And finally, the third big ass action, and I want to say maybe this is the biggest one, is that when you make a mistake, when you're not perfect at it, that you get right back at it. As soon as you can. Not even the next meal, not the next day. You get back on your plan immediately. As soon as you can, after you go off plan, after you overeat, after you make a mistake, right? Because your brain is just going to fight you to do that. But that is where the magic happens. When you say, no brain, I am going to get right back at it. You're always one decision away from getting right back on plan. And those are the times. That is why this plan is different, and that is why we are different. And when we can tell our brains to just, nope, we're not going off the rails for the rest of the day. We're not even going to go off the rails for the rest of this meal. We're going to back it up and get right back on plan. That is where the magic happens, and that is a big ass action for sure. So those are my three top things that I use to lose 70 pounds, and I can't wait to hear what the other gals have to say. All right.
When I joined PNP, I weighed 400 pounds. I have a disability that limits my mobility. I was diabetic and had been for 20 years. Low thyroid, you name it. I had it all. The three best tips I have for you to lose weight that have worked for me. Number one, commit. Commit to yourself. We're not committing to our plans. We're not committing to the basics. We're not committing to Corinne. We commit to ourselves. Commit to yourself to do this for you, to give yourself this gift. Number two, do the basics. Just do them. Okay, I'm going to say it's number two and number three and number four and number five. The basics are everything. That's all you need. If you never do anything else but the basics, you will lose the weight. I promise. That's it. Those are the things that I commit to. Those are the things that I do no matter what. And those are the things that have worked for me to lose 135 pounds.
I've lost over 75 pounds. If I were to give you three tips, one would be keep going. Always keep going. It's not always going to be easy. There are going to be times that you do great all day and then all of a sudden you blow it in the evening and you feel like a failure. It's okay to feel like a failure. Keep going. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start from where you are and just keep going. Rely on your tribe sisters. No matter what you post, no matter how big or how small, there's going to be somebody that gets it. The ladies come out of the woodworks to support and love, and they're amazing. Also, don't underestimate the power of water. It is so important to drink lots of water. I drink about a gallon a day, and when I don't, I notice it. It helps me to know my hunger scale. It helps me to know when I'm actually hungry. And it, you know, honestly, it keeps my stomach settled. I just generally feel better when I'm drinking enough water.
So I have lost 120 pounds, and the three things I would tell anybody who wants to lose weight are, first, do what you think are the small things, but do them consistently. Make them a habit. They come to define who you think you are. They define who you are. So things like walking the extra row in the parking lot, or taking one flight of stairs, or drinking your water, or getting up just a little bit earlier, or journaling, or planning, all those little things. It doesn't mean overhaul your life. It's start to do those little things, do them consistently, and let those define you for yourself and, for yourself, so that you define yourself the way you want to. The second piece of advice I'd have is to assess. So as you're doing those little things, assess, are they working? Are they little, or have you taken something that is not a reasonable goal for you for right now and made it define who you think you are? So assess that. I know when I was on my journey, when I was starting, before I was an exerciser, I knew I wanted to be one. And I would check in every so often, like, okay, are you ready for it yet? And I would maybe work out for 3 or 4 days in the morning and really assess, is this something I can keep up forever, or is it something that's going to falter? And I remember writing in my journal probably for a month or two, like, nope, not ready yet. And I would just walk, or, this is what I can do right now. And I would stop. And a couple of months later, I was exercising daily, and I still to this day exercise almost every day of the week. But I assessed and I knew whether or not I was ready for it, and I did not let that define me. It was just part of my journey. And the third thing I would say for me has been so crucial has been journaling. And I've already mentioned that, and I'm sure I'll mention it in connection with the other questions, but journal through your thoughts, understand what's going on in your brain so that you can reframe them. And so you can see the different layers of complexity there. For me, it's been so crucial in giving me the courage to move forward in my weight loss and in my whole life, honestly, so that I can define myself the way I want to define myself and I can handle the circumstances of life the way I want to handle them. So when I have a bad weigh-in or things aren't going as well as I want them to go with the kids or with my job, I journal through them and they no longer become things I eat over. They become things I think over and I solve with one best step. So those are my three pieces of advice. Do those small things. I say small, I don't mean that they're really small, but they're what you think of as small. Do those small things. Assess how you're doing. Honestly assess it, not to define yourself, but to see where you are. And then journal as much as you can.
Such a good question, right? When life happens, because life happens every day and it can be predictable, but sometimes you have a flat tire. Sometimes your kid is sick. Sometimes things happen that you could never predict, right? And this is an amazing opportunity. I love to think of these things happening now as amazing opportunities to practice the skills we teach here at PMP. Where this is your opportunity to take big ass action anyway. To take action anyway, to do what you planned you were gonna do, regardless of what happens during the day. And so it can just be such a powerful thing. It can bring you so much power to know that you are always in control of the decisions that you make. In control of how your day goes, because you have made a commitment to yourself and you are going to follow through on that commitment no matter what. So that's what I've got to say about that. So this is a really, really important question for y'all to listen to, because it just can be a game changer in your weight loss.
On the days when life happens, there are certain things that are just not negotiable. Number one is my 24-hour plan. I always write it down. I don't keep it in my head. I might put it in my phone, but usually not. I write it down no matter what. No matter if there's no food in the house. That happens sometimes. I just don't know what to write. I will still write good, better, best. Maybe I'm going to a restaurant and I haven't had time to look online to see what they have. I will just write protein and vegetable or a salad. You can get a salad anywhere. I write something all the time. I don't skip days and I just don't negotiate writing down my 24-hour plan. The other thing I'm committed to, no matter what happens in my day, is I show up. I do not hide. I spent way too many years, decades, hiding from everything. I no longer hide from myself. I don't hide in my journal. I don't hide from my accountability group. I show up every single day. I show up for me and I show up for them, because it's not all about me. We need each other. So I always show up. Even if I have 1 minute, I would go in a closet if I had to and just say, hey, I'm here. So it doesn't matter whatever is happening. I show up and I don't hide and I commit to my 24-hour plan no matter what. No negotiation.
On days when life gets in the way, I would have to say eating 2 to 2 is probably the most important thing. You can always take that with you. Your 2 to 2 can go on vacation with you. Soccer games, meetings, things get in the way. You can always take your 2 to 2 with you. The other thing would be to pause. I've posted many times in the tribe about how important it is to pause and really listen. Many times when I pause, I just ask myself, are you really hungry? Are you really?
So on those days when life happens, and that can be so many different things, and I've had a lot of those days lately. Kids are going nuts, work's going nuts, my husband needs me, life just happens. And on those days, I have a couple things that are non-negotiable for me. One is a 24-hour plan. I can take 3 minutes and write it down on a scrap piece of paper in my phone. I typically have an app in my phone where I track it. I can write it down in a journal. I have all kinds of different options of where I can write it, but I write it down. Get it out of my head so I have somewhere to hold myself accountable to, and something to remind myself so I don't have to think about it later. So that's one thing I do. Another thing I do is I have set it up so that my mornings are for me. So if it's only 5 minutes that I get in the morning, it's only 5 minutes. If the day's that busy, it's that busy. But I do my very best, it's a non-negotiable, to set myself up for success by having some time to think and focus to start my day. So after writing my plan, or in addition to writing my plan, I take some time to remember who I want to be, what I want to do, what my day is going to look like, and just thinking about that and having time that is just for me to the best of my ability. The next thing I do is I make sure I get my water. That's something I can control, is how much I drink. So that's always non-negotiable as well. Get my water. The final thing is remind myself that I control the quantity and quality of the food I put in my body. I may not be able to choose the very best food at all times, but I can make the best choice with what's being given to me. And I'm in control of that. And if I decide that it's not worth it, it's not worth it. So those are the things that I do. I make sure I make my plan. I make sure that I have focused myself for the day, either through journaling or just sitting and meditating. I drink my water. And I make sure that I am eating as I see fit for my body, and that I'm serving my body well.
All right. So what do you need to remind yourself of when you start to feel fear or overwhelm, or those kind of indulgent feelings we have sometimes when we don't want to take action? The funny thing about fear, and especially overwhelm, is that it can't exist. And I think fear is the same way. It can't exist when we are in action. Think about when you start to feel fear about something, when you start to get overwhelmed by maybe something you're doing at work, and you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get into action anyway. There's no way you're going to feel overwhelmed. You may feel a little bit of fear still, but that's okay, right? Because we're scared all the time and we do things anyway. So, but you really cannot feel overwhelmed when you're in action. And so that is the whole idea of Big Ass Action for this month and for your whole weight loss journey, is that when you're in action, there's no way you can feel overwhelmed. So how awesome is that, right? So if you want to avoid overwhelm, just keep taking action. So that's what I recommend on that. And let's see what the ladies have to say.
When I start to feel fear or overwhelm, this is what I remind myself to do. I remind myself to stop and breathe, to just take a minute to breathe and give myself space to think. I'll get out my journal and I'll write if I've got the time to do that. But sometimes all I need is just a minute to refocus my brain and understand that whatever I'm feeling, fear, overwhelm, is just a feeling. It can't hurt me, and it doesn't have to be true. I just remind myself that what I need to do is do something. Take some kind of action. Make the next best decision. And what I find is when I take action, when I get busy doing something, the fear, the overwhelm, they dissipate. So it happens to all of us. We get in those situations where we kind of get ahead of ourselves. And if I can just stop and breathe and remind myself that this is just a feeling, it will pass, then I can get back on track with the next thing I need to do.
When I start to feel fear or overwhelm, I get it on paper. When I joined the tribe, I think journaling was probably my most awkward thing. I knew nothing of it. I didn't do that. Now, if it's bouncing around in my brain, I put it on paper. It's amazing how much that helps.
So when I feel fear or overwhelm, the one thing I do is to just do something. I know that sitting in those feelings does not get any better. It actually makes it worse. So what I'll do is if I know the next best decision, I'll make the next best decision. If I don't know what to do or want to think through a couple things, I do actually journal through a lot of that. And like I said, journaling or TDLing has been a huge part of my journey. So I will pick up a pen and paper and just start asking myself, what's one thing I can do? What's something I can do today? What's something I can do tomorrow? Not make a life plan, but a couple things. What are things I can do? And then decide what I'm going to commit to for today. I don't allow myself to indulge in the feelings of fear and overwhelm because I know they don't serve me at all. So I figure out what's the next best thing to do. I trust that that is the next best thing to do. And if it turns out that it wasn't, then I find the next best thing to do. But I keep moving forward and keep that momentum going.
What is one thing that I want you all to know about losing weight? Gosh, that's hard to think of one thing, but I came to it pretty quickly. Don't quit. As long as you don't quit, no matter how slow you think your weight loss is going, no matter how many recovery worksheets you've done, no matter how many donuts they bring into the office and you eat them or not, just keep going. Wake up every morning and decide that you are not going to quit, that you're just going to keep going, you're just going to keep learning from things that don't work so well and celebrating the things that do go well. So that's my advice for you. And this month, y'all, has just been amazing with Big Ass Action because it is key to your weight loss. And not quitting is a big ass action, right? When you just keep going, you know what to do, right? You just keep going and never quit.
If there was one thing I would want you to know about losing weight, it's that it is possible. It is possible to reach your goal, whatever your goal is, whether it's 10 pounds, whether it's 200 pounds or more. The number does not matter. Do not let yourself believe that you can't do it, that it's good for everyone else, but not you. I have a disability. I weighed 400 pounds. I have now lost 135 pounds. I'm no longer diabetic. I am off almost all of my medications. I have energy like I've never had before. My life is completely different, and it's possible for you too. Losing weight is something we can all learn to do, and it's a skill like anything else. It is possible. Believe that. Practice that thought every single day.
If there's one thing that I can say about weight loss, the very best thing, you're human. You know what's awesome about being human? You're allowed to make mistakes. We're allowed to fail. Go ahead and fail, ladies. It's how you're going to learn. We learn the most from our failures. So when you do, just get back at it. Just get back at it.
So the one thing I want you to know about weight loss is that it is not linear. It is not all up. It's not all down. It's not all straight. Straightforward, even path. You will have days where your weight is up. You will have days where it's down. You will have days where you wake up and you are just naturally, for some reason, motivated. And you'll have days where you wake up and you don't want to get out of bed. It is not a linear process. You are not broken because it's not a linear process. But that doesn't mean that you get to give up either. It means that you get to push forward and you get to make the best out of those up days. You get to make the bring those down days back up to what you want them to be. But it's not linear, so you're not broken because things don't go always the way that you want them to go. You got to push through it.
Hey, ladies. My name is Melanie. I'm from Mississippi, for those of you who don't already know me. I'm a member of the Hot Mess Express, and this month is about just taking big ass action. And I just got back from camp, and I was talking to Corinne about some of the things that we're doing inside of our Markup Hello group. Our accountability group is really, really strong at just holding each other accountable. We're friends, we're best friends, as well as super, super accountability partners. And so she thought it would be a good idea for me just to talk to y'all a little bit about what we're doing within our group to just be a stronger accountability group. What we decided to do is, we are a group of six girls, and we are, you know, geographically all over the map. We're everywhere from Maine to Texas. So I think there's Maine, Ohio, two in Texas, one in Mississippi, and one in Louisiana. So we each week we come together and try to figure out ways to level up. And we decided this time that as we were doing our, you know, each day we jump in and say, this is what our big ass action is going to be for the day. And then through, we decided to be even more accountable, that we would break off kind of into groups of two and try to figure out ways to level up, and then come back together at the end of the week and decide, did it work? Did it not work? And, you know, where are we at on it? And then, you know, we can see what they're doing. They can see what we're doing. And as a group, we can take what we want, you know, maybe something that these two did, or something that we want to do. So, one of the things that we did this month was something that we kind of called on the clock. So, the minute that you would feel hungry, you know, you've set your plan for the day, and the very second that you feel hungry, you decide, okay, now I'm on the clock. So I look at the clock, and let's just say it's 10:30 in the morning, and that's the first time I felt hunger. Then I don't, at that point, it's like, okay, you're not going to eat until 11:30, because just having that training of your brain of, I tell you when we're going to eat, this is when we're going to eat, keeps it from having the, throwing the tantrum of, I'm hungry, I want to eat now, of the instant gratification. So the minute that we get hungry, we grab a bottle of water, we drink the bottle of water, and then an hour later, if we're still hungry, we go ahead and eat. And then we drink. So it's like, you know for sure, one, you're getting a bottle of water in between being hungry. One particular day, I woke up, went to work, had a headache, a really bad headache. And I was like, you know, maybe I'm hungry. I have a headache. And I said, you know, I probably need to eat something. I looked at the clock. I was like, okay, I'm on the clock. And I grabbed a bottle of water, and I knew I had, you know, to drink the bottle of water before I could eat. And I knew that I couldn't eat for an hour. So I knew I had an hour to drink this bottle of water. I went ahead, drank the bottle of water, and 10 minutes later, I didn't have a headache anymore. I wasn't hungry. I was actually dehydrated. So I just really don't think about myself as getting dehydrated, because I do put water in, but sometimes your body does just need water. It is thirsty. So we realized a lot about the hunger scale that week. We realized that even though we eat healthy, and even though we make plans, and even though we're at goal, a lot of us are at goal in that group, that we really had not honed in, that there was another level of honing into the hunger scale that we weren't doing. And so we just realized that ended up being a really good thing for our group, because one, we realized that water will hold us over. We realized we can tell ourselves, you know, instant gratification is not okay. You're going to wait an hour. And doing that every day was continually training us to be stronger than our brains, and to not throw the tantrum, you know, not allow your brain to throw a tantrum. If it was your 2-year-old that wanted something to eat, you would be like, no, we're going to eat in a minute. Or you'd be like, you don't get dessert till you eat first, you know? And I'm now learning, you know, later in life that, you know, if they're hungry for that, you know, I mean, they have to eat real food, obviously, because they're toddlers, but there's just things that we will do for someone else that we won't do for ourselves. You know, we won't always level up for ourselves, but we'll do what's best for a child. But our brains are really just toddlers. So anyway, it taught us so much about the hunger scale. And I would just say we also started carrying, like, we realized one of our fears was, what if we get hungry? And so we also got to where we brought an apple and an individual thing of peanut butter and a granola bar with us throughout the day, because we realized if we get hungry, we can eat an apple on the ride home. So one day I was getting car tags. I was 30 minutes later coming back than I wanted to be. I was hungry. Ate an apple on the way back. When I did finally get down, and the thing is, when you finally do get to sit down and eat, you don't overeat because you've had a bottle of water. You've had an apple. You've put some things in your body. So we just learned a lot. I hope that helps with, you know, just with y'all. At the end of the week, we always come back, like I said, as a whole full group of six and discuss what worked and what didn't work. And then sometimes we change it up as to what we're going to do the next week. But just because you're in a large group, don't be afraid to break off into smaller groups within that group, because you can two people can really hone in and then bring it back to the whole group as a whole. And, you know, we're learning three times as fast by doing it that way. We're still in a whole big group, but we also break into smaller groups, and we were able to really dive into our recovery worksheets and dive into our plans and where we're going off. And then by the time we get back together on Sunday, we do a big group meet where this is what we learned this week. And like I said, we're learning three times as fast that way. So that's how the Hot Mess Express decided to take big ass action this month. I hope that helps someone out there.